Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. The U.S. Small Business Administration recently announced their annual award winners, and our next guest was named the Veteran Small Business Person of the Year for our state. Thomas Lofredo is CEO of Patriot Global Services. He joins us by phone now from the company's headquarters in Seneca, South Carolina. Thomas, welcome to the program.
Well, thanks for having me, Mike. Glad to be here today.
Congratulations on this award.
Wow. I'm happy to have, honored to have been selected. SBA is an important organization. They do a lot of good, and I'm just thrilled. Couldn't be happier. Thank you.
So tell us about the business and how it all got started.
Well, we had our roots way back when in the Northeast. We started up in New Jersey as a staffing company, a pure play information technology staffing company. And when I moved the business with me to here in lovely Seneca, South Carolina. And we expanded. We found a big need for our services, which is basically the, for lack of a better analogy, the Uber of field technicians. So I'll give you an example. Grocery stores and retail organizations, the stores and are becoming highly sophisticated around IT. So it's no longer just a laptop that you might find in a store. There's security, there's cameras, there's point of sale, there's servers, iPhones, iPads, and things of that nature. As you can, you can make the leap to see that even in the retail space, something as simple as walking in, purchasing something, you're supposedly walking out, there's lots of technology. And then we're starting to get into things like, digital signage and things of that nature. So IT in the retail space, so there was a need. And we identified the need of having technologists available, field technicians, to go and break fix. So if something goes wrong in a store, rather than having potentially a regional person handle a bunch of stores, that model really didn't work. So what retailers really love about us is that we're a phone call away, whether that's to do a project that takes a couple of days, whether it's just to fix something, a point of sale system that might have broken or something of that nature, they can count on Patriot Global anywhere, anytime, for us to arrive on site and repair their problems and hopefully get them back online selling product.
What would you say then is your biggest challenge? Are you having any challenges in finding technicians?
We don't today, but I would tell anybody listening to the podcast that talk to your kids and talk to your relatives and say there's a nice business out there for people who want to set their own hours and be dispatched by somebody like Patriot Global. There's a big need. There's going to be a need as technology grows and as the economy looks for just in time, Mike. The gig nation is happening. People don't want to make the investment in a full-time resource. And that can be played the opposite way too, which is we find that we dispatch some older fellas who might've been ladies and gentlemen that might've been in a technology business and decided, hey, I'm done with the corporate world or I'm done with, a full-time thing. I want to pick up a gig here and there. So we put them on our roster and we dispatch them as needed. We come to contract with them and we'll dispatch them. So I can anticipate that the future is going to be constrained from a labor perspective, but that's happening in IT across the board and the trades, right? So what we do is we're a balance between trades, which is some electrical trades and also IT. So the biggest challenge would be continuing to find people to join our network.
And so how about AI? Has artificial intelligence invaded your space yet?
It hasn't invaded the space, but I always say that my business is somewhat protected because until the robots can walk into a store or walk into a data center and pull a hard drive and put a new hard drive in, I think we're well protected against AI. Now, we do use AI and we're going to continue to look into artificial intelligence on how rapidly we could dispatch, right? So today there's some old techniques of going through our database and doing some searches that some of that could be offset with artificial intelligence. And we're looking into that. But I think our business is good in that there is an on-site labor component that until there's a robot that can do that work, we're going to rely on human beings.
Well, Thomas, once again, congratulations on this honor and thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Hey, same thing, Mike. Thanks for having me.
Thomas Lofredo is CEO of Patriot Global Services in Seneca, South Carolina. He was recently named as the Veteran Small Business Person of the Year for South Carolina. We will have a link to his company posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again, and you can hear us again wherever you find podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.